Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Loady, 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 loady. Here we go. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the program. Yes, it is a Tuesday before Memorial Day.
Yay! Woo!
I am ready for the weekend, Jamie.
Boy, you were right, too. I saw two RVs this morning.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. I did indeed.
Five are parked on our street right now.
Everybody's getting ready to go. Yeah. Big weekend.
There's one couple that lives about three houses down. Mm-hmm. They have an RV. And these two people, they argue all the time. Man, they're in the front, in their yard, on
the side. Are their names
BJ
and Lisa?
We argue a lot. We do. But no, I think they're beyond us, okay?
Oh, wow.
How these two people survive in an RV together for a complete weekend is beyond me.
Oh, God.
Because they have an RV, and they were packing it up yesterday to go on their little trip for the weekend, right? And they're arguing. They're out there arguing at the RV. I'm like, man, I would never get in that thing with them.
Yeah, that'd be a long weekend, wouldn't it? A really long weekend. God, I hate being in arguments when you're married. It's the worst.
Then somebody decides
to be like silent treatment, and then somebody feels like they're ripped off in the, you know, if you give in, and it's just a whole thing. It's like high school.
And you can't escape each other.
No.
I don't know why, but it's so much easier to give in here in our studio talking with you guys than it is at home. It's just such a defeat when you lose at home.
No, why is that?
I don't know.
Because and if you think about what the argument's really about, it's stupid.
Yeah.
You know, when you really like dig into how dumb it is.
It is.
Yeah.
It's really dumb.
It is really dumb.
We argue over the washing machine.
You did?
Yeah.
Why? What happened?
Over the weekend, because I'm washing clothes, okay? And I started at like 8 o'clock in the morning. And I wanted to get them all out of the way because we're going out of town this weekend, get all mine done and get Frog's done. Of course, my wife needs the washing machine. So the argument, I should be able to finish.
No, she's going out of town.
She was going out of town first.
You have plenty of time.
But I got to the washing machine first.
My God, go to a laundromat.
I paid for that machine.
Oh, my God. Oh, you're that guy? I paid for this. Oh, my God. Holly and Steve, my friends, Holly's alcoholies in town.
Yeah.
You can't believe what they were arguing about yesterday.
What?
So this is so dumb. So it was that Holly... What is that? Holly had come to town for graduation, right?
Yeah.
But only one of her cousins was here, and Steve was so mad that she spent all that money to fly here when she didn't see all three cousins.
Oh, man.
I was like, what? And she's like, how do I know who's going to be here and
seriously,
who can make it and
BJ,
who can make the graduation?
I'm on Team Steve. What a waste of money, Steve.
Just to see one cousin. He was so mad.
That's
only
great.
One cousin?
That's great.
Oh, my God. So ridiculous.
We do pick things, though.
I know, right?
I mean, I don't know what. My wife's just as bad as I am, though.
Yeah.
I'm bad, but she's bad, too.
Yeah,
I feel like... When you've got two bads, that ain't good.
That don't make it right.
Two bads. All right. It is Memorial Day weekend. And a lot of people are going to be...
I hear a hum, too.
I'm trying to figure out where it's coming from.
I don't
know
where it's coming from. I hear it, too. Yeah.
That is so weird.
Listen. Anybody else hear a hum? I don't know. Something in the studio
it's
here.
It's something over there.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Maybe it's your butt. It's early. Come on, friends. Let's have a little fun. We're almost on holiday weekend. Let's do butt jokes.
That's not fun.
Yes, come on. Woo!
It's not my butt.
It's
not my butt at
all.
That
is crazy, though. It is annoying.
It is. It is. As you said, the RV, 39 million people are going to be driving this weekend. 39 million people on the highway, they say.
Really?
Yep.
I literally cannot deal with this home.
Shpadil, do we have any idea what that is?
No, I can't figure it out.
I hope it doesn't explode.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good.
Well, you said it was my butt. Maybe it explodes. Who knows? Okay?
Yeah, who knows? You're right. Yeah. Okay.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll try to figure out the home.
Yeah, let's
home. All right, we'll be right back. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
I don't hear it.
God. That's cool.
Where's that buzz?
It's gone. Yeah, it's gone.
Whew, man, goodness. Man, okay. Oh, man. Right. It would have been a long morning.
It would have.
Yeah. Have to hear that all morning long. All right, welcome back. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. You can get us for free.
it's like that guy who has the barbershop in Los Angeles. And he's playing Baby Shark over and over and over on a loop.
Oh, there's another story about that this morning. Yeah, there's other businesses that have joined him now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, are they put all speakers outside, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they got the old Baby Shark song going, which, by the way, I pulled up here. Just because of this story. I don't think so.
Yeah, because when I saw it last night, there were still tents there.
Yeah.
And I felt like the homeless guys were dancing.
It's a row there in Los Angeles where these businesses are just fed up with the homeless people. They're camping outside. Obviously, it's affecting business, and they got to get rid of them, and nobody seems to want to help. So they've decided to play Baby Shark.
Oh, Grandma Shark,
So they're blasting this over and over and over again, hoping to run the homeless off, but I think the homeless love it.
Yeah, I know. They were dancing in the streets.
I think they just love it. So
you
it's
do
not
get
working.
Used to it. Yeah. We've been jamming out for a while,
that's
the Baby
true,
Shark.
I know it drove me crazy when we used it on the float for the St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Yep.
It drove us nuts. All right, I met you in the parking lot today, Jamie.
You did?
Yep, I did. Not intentionally.
Man, just... you are like that bitchy old dude. Slow down!
Well, you come whipping into the parking lot with that souped-up fancy Jeep of yours, and you're doing like 40 miles per hour as you enter the parking lot. And you know,
the kids were not at play.
I do this in my neighborhood. I'll stand out on the sidewalk, and I'm that guy when people are whipping through the neighborhood. Bring it down! Slow down! Hey, you schmuck! And they'll just keep going, and they'll flip me off, and it's just a lot of fun.
Oh, my God. I was like, so what?
I'm yelling at Jamie. But you get out of your vehicle, and you tell me about how delicious your Bud's Burger was yesterday.
Yeah, it was. It hit right. It hit right.
And I got to go there.
You do.
I really do. I'm not that far from it. I live close by.
It's iconic.
Down the street.
And not only that, it's iconic.
Yeah, I've stopped in there one time. And the one time I stopped, it was just out the door.
Yeah.
Busy.
So good.
Really
busy. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I mean,
they
busy.
Get busy over there.
And I gave Nash his money.
Okay.
Nash is the guy that we put our name on the race car with. And he undented your B&J.
He did?
Yeah, he got up under there.
It's all fixed up.
He wrecked. He has a race car, the Nash car, and our names are on it, and he wrecked B&J.
What a sweet guy.
Yeah, he is.
He's a nice dude.
So they are paid off. The other thing that happened, at one point we were sitting there, and we're just like, we're not even literally drinking, because Holly's there, Christy's there. Let's see, Julie's there, the other Christie's there, Garo's there, Valerie's there, I'm there, this is our table, Pete's there, the Southern Pete guy, you guys don't know him, and we're all just like, and a guy named Guy.
Guy?
The guy, guy named the guy. Guy. And it drives me crazy. Hey, Guy, what's up, Guy? Yeah. Guy, you know, it's just that. Anyway, so we all had the big table, right? And so we're all just, at one point, Holly's watch said, stand up.
Sitting too long.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Hey, are you dead? You might want to start moving.
Blood clots are in your future.
She
stand
has a
up.
Watch that tells you to stand
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I told her to stand up.
Mine tells me about recovery time.
It does?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It tells you that, you know, if your body, I guess, is recovered from whatever it is you've done.
Yeah.
But it doesn't tell me to stand up.
Yeah, she must have an Apple Watch because I get that every once in a while. It says time to stand.
Does
it
ever tell you to lay down?
No. It never says that.
Well, that's not fair.
And when Holly showed the whole entire group that we all had to stand up. Everybody just was like, meh, we'll do it in a minute.
I would think with Holly, hers would say drink up.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Time to have another drink, Holly.
No, she actually stuck with iced tea.
She did?
Yeah. Is that crazy? I was like, you're not alcoholic.
I don't even know you.
Must be the altitude.
It must be.
Got to her, right?
No, she said that she was so wrecked on Saturday, she can't drink.
No kidding.
That's the night we went out.
Hung on for a couple of days,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah. So.
All right, the reason I bring up the Bud's Burger is because there's there's a couple of restaurant stories out there. Two restaurant chains that it looks like they're in a world of trouble. One based here in Colorado, one being Noodles and Company.
I saw that.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to shut down like 20-something stores now.
I don't like their vibe.
I don't either.
It doesn't work for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like fast food pasta, but you sit down and eat it, but it's not nice.
I don't like their menu.
It bugs me. It's all over the place.
And it's just so.
Yeah.
It's just not, there's nothing to write home about. I mean, it's not just over the top.
That one I'm not going to miss.
You know,
so
Noodles and Company is in trouble. And Olive Garden.
Not the Olive Garden.
You've hurt my heart.
Now, oh God.
Check this out.
A grabber.
They have shut down one third of their stores this week.
You know I know the best one. That's the one in Saudi Aurora.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, so the one in Islands Ranch kind of blows, but the one in Saudi Aurora, man, they really put on that liquid on those breadsticks.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I don't think it's butter. Well, it's Crisco or something.
Yeah. You know, and guess what? That extra butter they're doing in those endless breadsticks is killing them.
But they've been doing it forever.
Killing them. I don't know.
What is Marion, Illinois going to do? Because they just got one because they didn't have a liquor license on Sundays. And they just got one in Marion, Illinois. And people line up outside.
Yeah.
All the way around the block. They dress up.
It might remain open. Which, by the way, here's something in this story that surprises me. They've shut down a third of their restaurants and they say they're really in trouble. That people just have stopped coming. They're owned by Bahama Breeze. Coast to coast, from New York to LA. How many restaurants of Olive Garden do you think there are?
Oh, that's a good question.
All right. This is a trivia question for you. I think you'll be shocked by the answer. All right. Shpadil, you want to go first?
Well, you said there was like 1,100 or something they were closing, so I'm going to guess
5,000. No, I didn't say that. I said they're closing a third.
A third?
Yeah.
Oh, I heard. Okay.
No.
I'm going to go with 5,000.
5,000.
I'm going to go 500.
500.
750.
29.
What?
29 what?
That's it.
In the whole country?
29 stores?
There's four that I know
only,
of here.
29 restaurants?
Only 29 with these closures. Only 29 restaurants will remain open in the USA.
Wait, that's not what you asked us, though. You asked us how many Olive Gardens are in the United States.
Right. After these closures.
No, but you didn't do that part.
Well, they're only closing like 17.
Huh.
So there's only, there would be like 55 total.
I know of five here, and that's... I know one in Marion. And
I know. I feel like there's crazy.
I know seven in just two states.
I feel like there's
Jamie,
one
am
in
I
every
reading
city.
This right? Look know. At this right here. Look right here. It says, I saw that this morning, and I thought, that can't be true. Mm-mm. Does it not say there will only be 29 left in the U.S.?
Well, only 29 will be left, but I don't know how many of that.
Look at the very top. It says 17 restaurants to be closed. One third.
It's, I don't know.
You see that?
Okay, all right. So AI says, Google says, as of March 2025, there are 934 Olive Garden restaurants.
That makes more sense.
But doesn't that say that?
It does. That's just wrong.
I saw this in the story, and I'm like, that can't be
true. Yeah, because I know of seven just in my little areas.
Yeah, Texas alone has 114 just in the state.
Okay, all right.
But it does. It says, with these shutdowns, only 29 restaurants will remain open in the U.S.,
But this is only ones that are owned by this Bahama Breeze company.
Oh, right.
It's not like all of them.
Olive Garden in general.
By the way, the only thing I would say about AI, listen, I asked AI a question about, you know that boat that flipped in Lake Havasu?
Yeah.
It called it an airplane.
That is true. It's got airborne.
because it got airborne. It's like the aircraft seemed to have been going 200 miles per hour when it flipped. It's like, it's not an airplane.
AI can have its problems.
Yeah.
I've seen it source Onion articles, too.
Yeah.
It's like,
really?
Yeah.
So just be careful of that, Garson.
All right. Again, these articles, man, when you see them, they're so misleading. I looked at this morning. I go, that can't be true.
Yeah.
There's no way. I know of two in my neighborhood.
Yeah. So I get it. There it's just go. That company.
Olive Garden, they're in trouble. Noodles and Company, they're in trouble. It seems like every fast food restaurant.
I know, and they were trying to figure that out. And the thing is, the economy, it's everybody's a little tight with their money right now, right? Number one. Number two is that people just don't go to a restaurant to sit down anymore. It's just not a thing anymore.
You probably don't go as much as you used to, do you?
Oh,
I mean, with your son being gone, for one.
Yeah, but I still go.
You do?
I don't cook anything.
Yeah.
What, cook at home?
She doesn't even working ovens.
Yeah. Please.
You got that little easy bake oven.
Oh, yeah. I love that little thing. Yeah. Except for the whole tombstone pizza doesn't fit in it. So I have to slam it on the countertop to break it in half.
Break up.
All right. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We'll get to tabloid trash that's coming up next on the program. So stand by for that.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Do I have any audio, Schmidl?
He's not in there.
Oh, okay.
Off running down the hallway.
All righty.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Here he comes.
Oh,
here he comes.
Here he comes. Great. Thank you very much. Better late than never. All right. Yeah. Anyway, TMZ. Let's see here. They're still talking about the Diddy situation, right? Because he's still obviously on trial. Harvey talks about Don Richard's testimony. Number one, please.
Don Richard, who is
Richard.
A member of Danny
Kane, Richards.
Who
it's
testified
Richard.
Today. And I found this really interesting. She was talking about things that she witnessed between Diddy and Cassie, specifically the violence, and that she was warned not to tell anybody about it because Diddy knew, Don knew. And the way Diddy put it essentially was that he can make people go missing. And she was asked what she thought that meant, and she said that he would kill people. So that had an impact, although again, was that hyperbole? A lot of people say, I'm so mad I could kill you. That doesn't mean they're going to kill them. And you could definitely view that as a threat, but it doesn't mean that people have actually gone missing. At least so far, we have heard no testimony to that effect.
You know her last name was really just Richards.
Yeah.
And she changed it and not made it all fancy.
Yeah, to be fancy. You're right.
Richard.
You're right. Richard.
Oh, it's just Richard. Let's see here. He goes on to talk about, I don't even know what this is about, to be honest with you, because I was just handing the piece of paper. Go ahead and hit number two.
I found it really interesting that Dawn in some ways echoed what Cassie said on the stand, which is there was this power dynamic that was so askew between Diddy and people who worked for Diddy, like Don, like Cassie, and like others. I am not sure how far that's gonna get prosecutors, because yes, he definitely had that power dynamic. But at the same time, Don and Cassie and others were clearly getting something out of that relationship themselves. I don't see how you can argue she didn't. And so did Don. That doesn't mean there wasn't a power dynamic. There was a power dynamic.
You know, I swear, I feel more and more like Harvey is thinking this isn't going to go like we think it is.
I do too.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. But I mean,
yeah,
he always puts doubt in my head. The way he talks about it is like, well, they didn't finish the circle. Well, they didn't do this. Well, that's not, you know, now this is a state thing and we're in federal and they didn't prove this. And I was like, stop it, Harvey.
Now, I keep forgetting, Harvey was a defense attorney or?
I don't know what kind of attorney
he
was.
Okay. I'm assuming that that's what he was because of the way he handles this.
Well, but he also knows like so many people and so many inside things. So I feel like defense attorneys, because he has that one defense attorney in Miami on speed dial, the one that defended Cassie, the one Anthony
and ASAP Rocky, right? Didn't he just, he's got that one. The same one,
I think it is. So something, people are feeding him some stuff like, well, dude, this isn't really going this great.
I'm not a lawyer, first of all, but
what?
No, I play one here on radio, but I'm not really a lawyer. I've yet to hear any testimony that's earth-shattering, slam the hammer down or the gavel down, and he's guilty. I've just not heard anything that's convinced me that he's totally guilty yet. Now, I thought I would at the first few days. Yeah. I did.
Everybody did, because those are their two star witnesses.
Yeah, so I don't know.
You know, and then with that baby oil not having any drugs in it, what a letdown that was.
That was huge letdown.
Maybe there's a loophole here with it being a federal case and what they've charged him with. I mean, has he done other things that are crimes? Well, yeah, but they're not coming into play because he's not been charged with those.
But
so.
Again, he was saying yesterday, Harvey was saying yesterday, that even when they brought the pictures of Cassie and how she was beaten and, you know, the scratches and the gashes in her eyebrows, he was like, they got to be careful because they're leaning more towards domestic violence more than anything, and this isn't a domestic violence case.
Right. He said, like, that has been proven, but that's not on the chopping
block.
Exactly. Yeah, so.
There's a video of that.
Yes. The whole thing is... I don't know, you guys. I thought it was a slam dunk, but I'm with BJ. I have not seen the slam dunk part.
I haven't yet to see it. Yeah. And I wanted him to be guilty.
Well, he is guilty of being just a filthy, disgusting human being.
I know.
But that doesn't get you behind bars.
Crap.
Or as Harvey said, you know, he's just like, he's just a freak, okay? He's freaking the sheets, man. That doesn't get you behind bars.
A freak.
So we have to prove that, like, people were drugged and bad things happened.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. Let's see here. What else does it? Oh, I'll tell you something fun. A happy story. You guys want to hear a happy story?
Yeah.
All right. Peppa Pig is a big sister now.
Is that crazy?
I love Peppa Pig.
That means Daddy Pig and Mama Pig have been doing the the old sack dance.
No, they've been porking.
Why did I think of that? The parking line. Oh, Jamie, that's brilliant.
Yeah, thank you.
Mama Pig.
Thank you.
Daddy Pig, parking.
I had it on my list to grab that audio. I don't know. Anyway, you know the one where she hangs up and she can't whistle? Okay, maybe next time. Anyway, yeah. So she had a little sister, and her name is Evie. Evie Pig. I love Peppa Pig. Mm-hmm. But if you really, really look at Peppa Pig, not drawn that well.
No. Anybody could draw that.
Yeah, the details are not really in the pig.
And every time I see a cartoon that's not drawn very well, I think, man, how'd they come up with that? Why is that so popular?
Right? I know.
That pig's dumb.
I like those pigs.
We're almost over the pigs at my house.
Oh, yeah, because he's 7.
He's getting 7 now, and he's moved on to Minecraft. And, you know, a little bit more, you know, upper class, I guess, than Peppa Pig.
I mean, if you really, really look at Peppa Pig, that looks like a wiener.
It does.
It does, right?
You cannot see it.
Thank you. I mean, I don't want to be juvenile about it, but come on. That is.
Pretty juvenile.
But, I mean, you wouldn't agree that it looks a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, fine. All right, Michael Jordan's troubled son, Marcus. Apparently, he's been in rehab, and he is 40 days sober. Good for him. For cocaine and DUI, remember, he was on the railroad tracks and just a mess. But anyway, 40 days sober and counting, he said, and he's working out and doing all the right things, so good for him. Boom. Did you guys see the Playboy Mansion? It's been redone.
I did.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Now, what are they going to do with this thing? Is it a museum or something?
No, I think they're going to live in it.
Who?
The guy that bought it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so this guy, this billionaire from Greece, he bought it. Well, he's not from Greece. His dad's from Greece. But he bought it, and he bought it for $100 million a long time ago. They let what's his name?
Yeah. Hugh Hefner?
Yeah, he let Hugh live in it. He had the property next door to it, this Greek guy.
Yeah.
And so he let Hugh live in it until he passed away. Then they've done like a ton of random renovations. He only paid $100 million for it, which I'm kind of shocked because it was so iconic.
Yeah, it's a cool house.
And it's in a great spot. I mean, the real estate is amazing. This guy, who, by the way, has the worst comb over you've ever seen in your life, and he's a billionaire. It's crazy. He's only like 40 years old, and he has a horrible comb over.
You don't have money to spend on some new hair?
Exactly.
Come on.
You can buy the Playboy Mansion, but you can't fix your hair?
Certain things can't get fixed, I guess.
But he has that side part, like where he parts it on the side and then flips it over. Ugh, God. I don't know if it's a Greek thing or what. Anyway, what he does, how he got his money, this guy, is his name is Darren Metropoulos, something fancy. Anyway, what he does is when companies are in trouble, let's say Olive Garden or whatever. He buys them up, buys up the entire franchise, like Twinkies. He bought up all of Twinkies, resold it, and he also bought up Chef Boyardee. It was in trouble. Bumblebee Tuna, things like that.
Yeah.
All these big, huge companies, and then he turns them around. Pretty good job.
Fixer upper.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, in corporate products. America. Yeah. I mean, it can't be cheap to buy, you know, Chef Boyardee.
No. He should grab Hooters.
He should.
Yeah. Hooters could use this guy.
They certainly could.
And Hooters would fit with the Playboy Mansion if you think about it.
And Noodles and Company.
Yeah, get them all.
You're right. Hooters would fit.
Hooters fits.
Yeah. So anyway, that's how he made his money. But just to be fair, his dad had money first. Okay, so it's not like he's some smart guy that like...
Gotta have money to make money,
exactly,
Jamie.
Exactly right.
Us that are broke is a joke. We don't have a chance.
So sad. Yeah. I still wanted to be one of those kids that got like a trust fund.
Me too.
Wouldn't it have been nice to be trust fund kids, you guys?
Yeah.
Like your parents just all of a sudden like, hey, you're 21. Guess what? You also have $5 million in the bank.
Yeah. And you're like, wait. What? Oh, my God. No. This is awesome.
Yeah.
That didn't go like that with me.
I think trust fund babies know before they're 21, though.
Oh, what a great surprise
that would
be.
They know it's
though.
Coming. You tell them from the time they're 5 years old.
But I also know some people that are just waiting for their parents to die.
Yeah.
Seems rude. All right, anyway, there you go. Tablet trash.
Doesn't seem rude. It is rude, Jamie. It is rude. Right. Doesn't seem it at all.
BJ and Jamie.
Cheap of you. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. The Odyssey app is yours for free, and you'll get the podcast there, too. A lot of pools are going to open up on Monday. They should open up Friday. It's going to be near 90 degrees around
here.
Is
it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
80, I think they said 87 on Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, so Water World, I think they're going to open their little gates up there. I don't know what day exactly.
Well, I bet they will open on Friday.
I don't know. A lot of them, they said Monday.
Really?
Yeah.
After the weekend?
I don't know.
Saturday.
I don't know.
Saturday?
For Saturday?
May 24th.
Okay, Saturday.
All right, so Saturday. Some of the neighborhood pools, summer's here.
It is officially here.
It is here. All right, I got a couple of clips here that Spadil grabbed for me, and that is the Taylor Swift and the Jessica Simpson, okay? I guess Jessica Simpson was she on American Idol last night?
Not last night. I think it was Sunday.
Sunday night.
Yeah.
Okay. And people are just all upset. I guess she did something wrong.
Wait, her now what? Boots. Okay, listen, now start all over. I'm lost. So Jessica Simpson was on American Idol on Sunday.
Sunday. Okay. Yeah. And people are, is it her performance or the way she's dressed?
It's her performance.
Yeah. They're really giving her a hard time online. I haven't heard it, haven't seen it, so I don't know for sure. I just know that a lot of people are trolling her this morning.
Gotcha. You believe you stop me for a reason.
Whoa.
I'm pretending my bandage just for fun. You keep playing where I got you playing, yeah. These double D initials were too right.
These boots are made for walking.
Yes.
That's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk on nobody.
Yeah, what a song. These boots are going to walk on you.
I actually sang this song with the Pussycat Dolls.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
That's an honor.
It was an honor.
That's cool.
Chris Judd, who was married to J-Lo, remember? Yeah. They just got a divorce. He was my choreographer.
Yeah.
So he wrote out the whole dance for me and everything. Remember, he told me I was like really a bad dancer? Yeah. He told me like, you don't put your...
Well, in his world.
In his
Jamie,
world, yeah.
That's not even fair for you.
Well, I went to Jeannie's School of Dance,
well,
okay? In Energy Illinois, and I wasn't a trained professional like you, Chris Judd. I went to a town of 800 people in Energy, Illinois,
okay.
A genius school
Jamie,
of dance.
Jamie, it's okay. This is one of the most elite dancers in the world that criticized you, okay? So don't hold it, you know,
but he
just
brought
don't
me
take
around.
It personal.
He brought me around, all right. I will tell you. But so it's just a fun song to sing. Like, I don't think she
I
did
think
it.
She's fine. Yeah, can you still sing it? Do you know the words? I'll play it here if you can join
you
in.
You keep thinking that
all right,
something
just try,
told
okay?
me. Well, she's in a different verse than I only sing the first like three lines, whatever. You keep saying
these boots are gonna walk
now we go
all
to,
over
well,
you.
That's where we're gonna get. I was getting there. All right, here we go.
Okay.
Ready?
All right.
You keep saying you got something for me, something you call love, but confess You've been a messin' where you shouldn't be messin', and now someone else is getting your best. These boots are made for walking. This is where I get sexy. These boots are made for walking. That's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over. You believe you start my soul.
Woo! That was good.
Thank you. Thank
that
you.
Was I'm good. True Chris Judd. Yeah.
You know, it is hard. It's hard to dance and sing at the same time. You really forget that. Oh. So they carried me out on a couch. Yeah. I was laying sideways on a couch, and they carried me out on the stage at the Hollywood Bowl. And they carried, not at Hollywood Bowl. What's that one where they do American Idol? But anyway, they carried me out, and then they set me down, and then I was so scared that I was going to, like, I literally thought I was going to poop the couch.
That's great.
I was scared.
That's a great story.
It was too scary. It was very scary.
Yeah, all right, the other song is Taylor Swift. Last night, Look What You Made Me Do. I guess it debuted on one of the, what is this, Hulu?
It's called The Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah, but it's on what, Hulu?
It is on Hulu.
So nobody's ever heard this before?
No, but it's the opening scene of the show, so there's like explosions and car alarms and stuff all over the place.
Well, any time that Taylor Swift does something new, people go nuts over it, right?
It's a remake. Song. Yeah,
it's a remake of so
her
you know,
version.
Her version, Taylor's her version. Of Reputation.
Yeah, but they say they're going nuts. They love it. They love it. I will say it's no Jamie White doing these boots are made for walking, man.
Did you hear how I was so on key, too? Like, I nailed that.
It's no Jamie White. I mean, I'll tell you that right now.
I'm actually looking for the picture where I was singing that, but I can't find it yet. But I'll find it. It's in my garage.
It's official. Shedeur Sanders has signed with the Browns. He signed yesterday for $4 million.
Nice.
Cam Ward. He also signed for $44 million. So the drop in the draft cost Shedeur $40 million. That's got to make you sick to your stomach, does it not?
Well, yeah, because they also said, I mean, he's making a fourth of what he was making at CU, too, with endorsement. And remember, you guys, remember before he went into the draft what I said? That the NFL was making him their guy. Like, Shedeur was going to be the kid that they, like, lifted up, and they were going to make him the guy.
You could bet. You could bet on on these different websites that he'd be taken in the top five.
Well, I meant just even they were going to make him their promo guy.
NFL.
Yeah, the face of the NFL is what they called him, he was going to be the face.
When the college season ended, we thought he was the number one pick.
We did.
We thought he was the number one pick. And with his dad being Deion, I could see the NFL wrapping their arms around him because Deion was a big-time player for the NFL. And so, and then it just off went to hell within a matter of 3 days.
Yeah, I mean.
He didn't get picked on day one, and we're all shaking our heads. He didn't get picked on day two. We're all going, what the heck? There's a conspiracy out there.
I mean, I certainly didn't think he was only going to make $4 million.
Me either.
You know, I thought he'd at least be in the 20s.
Yeah.
Oof.
Man, what a price drop from college to the pros.
Man, I mean, was there a Groupon or something?
You went from $16 million in college to $4 million in the pros.
We got cheap quarterbacks. Just click here.
Holy cow. Holy cow. What a buzz.
Yeah. Wow. That's sad.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on this Tuesday before Memorial Day weekend. Big holiday weekend. So many people are going to take Friday off. You'll get Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, everything off, 4 days. I know this office will shut down midday on Monday or Friday.
Yeah.
I'm all lost again.
Got every day.
I'm just so excited for the weekend, man.
I know. Yeah. Hey, by the way, and it's a really grainy picture because it's a picture of a picture of a picture of a picture. But so just so y'all know that I don't lie, I posted the picture with me and Chris Judd as me as a pussycat doll.
Yeah, he's a runt.
He's so young there.
Yeah, he's young. He's little.
Yeah, he's so little.
He's a little dude.
What was J-Lo thinking when she married him? He was a backup dancer. And then remember she went to that one Ghosty, or what was his name?
What was his name?
Casper.
Casper.
Yeah. Casper. Ghosty.
Ghosty. Her husband, Ghosty. Yeah, it's J-Lo and Ghosty. Right?
Yeah, she went through those backup dancers.
Here's a story here. Have you ever heard of the curse of the 600-pound life?
I have not.
Yeah, I guess the TV show's got a curse on it. The 16 people have died.
Well, they're all obese, morbidly obese. Of course they're going to die.
Hello! My first thought when I saw this was, duh.
Yeah.
Hello? 16 of the 100. They're lucky Moore hasn't died.
Well, yeah.
They're all over 500 pounds.
Well, the reason why they make it on that show is because they're almost going to, I mean, they're close to death because they're so morbidly obese.
They're in really bad shape.
Yeah.
Yeah, this says the curse of my 600-pound life. 16 of these stars have died since appearing on the show. The reason they're bringing this up is, I guess, a 40-year-old lady died yesterday.
Oh, God.
That had been on the show. She weighed 632 pounds.
Wow. Yeah, I forgot the doctor's name that's on there, that he used to be on there all the time. And he's like, because these women are like, I'm not eating anything. And he's like, yeah, you are. They're like, no, I'm really not
like
eating
you're
any
sneaking food.
Yeah.
Is there a condition that you could become that heavy without having a really bad diet? I don't think so, is there? I mean, you've got to be eating crap.
You know, you can always gain water weight, right?
Yeah,
right?
But not that much water. But, I mean, that's like an ocean.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like people that get on, my son was on a steroid. I was on a steroid, too. And remember, my cheeks got all puffy and stuff before the children's hospital thing because of my ear infection. And my son, he was also on that steroid. And, you get puffy. You get big.
Yeah, but there's got to be a point where when you reach it, it's like, okay, this is a condition. That person's puffy, as you call it.
Yeah.
But I would think that weight would be around 250. And then after 250, everything you're adding to it, you're eating ho-hos.
Yeah, I've never seen anybody on steroids get to 650
pounds. Exactly. It's got to be, because a lot of people put the blame somewhere else. And I would think that if you're over 250.
They say thyroid.
Yeah, if you're over 250 pounds, you got to accept some of the blame here.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Because even the thyroid only does so much, right? Like, yeah, you got to have some sweets in there.
I did the same thing when I saw this headline, the 600-pound life curse. It's like, what curse? Yeah. There's no curse here.
I mean, they literally, it is. Have you ever watched that show?
No. Oof. I can't watch it. It's just too gross for me.
That's the right word.
It's just gross.
I mean,
these people with these layers of fat, they have to get a forklift to lift them up, put them on a hospital bed.
No, they have to cut out the side of their house.
Yes. Sometimes they do, just get them out.
And then the one woman lost her remote, and her body had like attached its skin to the remote.
Like absorbed it. Almost.
And she had to have it surgically removed. A remote. You just tap your belly to change channels.
See, that just makes me sad.
That's great. All you got to do, all you got to do is kind of roll over, and it's like, oh, I'm on ESPN. Whoa, I roll over this way. Look, Paramount. Whoa.
And it's just so sad, like, talking about rolling them over. They have to, like, push them up and, like, clean their backs. And
I got a clip where this patient is lying. His name's Dr. Now is the guy from the show.
I love him. Yeah.
Yeah. And she's lying to him about her weight.
Okay.
Sure. Tell me, what does your eating habit look like? When you usually wake up and when you usually start eating?
I wake up at like 10:30. I may eat breakfast at like 12 o'clock.
What do you usually eat?
Bacon, eggs, grits.
Are you hungry in the morning?
No, sir.
But if you're not hungry, you don't have to eat.
But the doctor told me that if I don't eat, then my metabolism is high or low or something like that.
Okay, let me tell you one thing. Everybody's going to confuse you, but you should never get confused about one thing, eat less.
Yes.
Okay? There's no confusion with that. Okay? Now, if you really put the math together, you have eaten the food that belongs for next 4 years ahead of time.
How brutal. I love this doctor.
He is pretty funny because all of them lied to him. You have eaten 4 years ahead of time? Oh my God.
This show almost sounds cruel.
It does.
You know, to bring these people on there, they can't even, you know.
Yeah.
Although they can change the channel with their belly. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, right?
I wish I could do that. Yeah, that'd be a kind of quick,
well,
good trick.
There's always time,
all right,
BJ. You got a recliner and a remote.
You, You're raving about some Parasite show.
No, I'm not. No, what I was saying is I keep getting into algorithms. Do you guys have, like, what do you guys have going on right now?
I got a lot of puppies.
I'm talking about ads.
Oh, ads.
Ads, yeah. Mm. BJ won't really have this because he's only on X. He's not a Facebook.
Yeah, that is true.
But, you know, like, you just get these ads.
Like a lot of weightlifting supplements, stuff like that.
Okay.
Of course.
Yeah. I've been getting a lot of really goofy shirts. Like one that's like, it looks like a cat that's like hanging on a line, you know? And then it says, hang in there, it gets worse.
Oh, you have shirts, t-shirts? Yeah. That's just sad.
Your algorithm is kind of cruel.
They're all kind of dark,
I think a kitty shirt would look good on you.
So I have been caught in this, I don't know, doom advertising about parasites and worms in my system.
So it's ads that you're getting.
Yes. Yeah, I mean.
Why would they target you with parasites?
I don't know. There's these two twins, right? And they're talking about like that you need to take this cleanse, right? To get rid of, we're supposedly the only country that doesn't get rid of worms and parasites in our system. And you have to take it for like 30 days. And then she shows a picture of a worm. That came out.
You don't have worms, do you?
No, but she said, here's what she says. You eat sushi, you have worms. You eat meat, you have worms. You have a dog, you have worms. You have a cat, you have worms.
Then we all have worms.
Yeah, that's what she said. Apparently. We're the only, I don't know if she's, I mean, it's a commercial. She said we're the only country that doesn't detoxify our butt. And there was a look. From over there, all the way there, it came out of her body.
Well, order some of that stuff. I want to take it.
Because I feel like it's just a poopy juice.
I want a cleanse.
I don't want a poopy juice.
All right, so this is the parasite cleanse?
Yeah. It's just a TikTok talking about a basic like juice cleanse. It's not the ad.
Oh,
I didn't get an ad like that. No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
right.
It is about parasites, but.
Okay, all right, we'll just play it.
Do you suffer from itching in uncomfortable areas and suspect parasites?
Uh-huh.
Here is an incredibly effective natural anti-parasitic to cleanse your body. You will need only papaya seeds. So get a papaya and take 2 tablespoons of its seeds and incorporate them into the blender. These seeds are excellent for getting rid of intestinal parasites, leaving your digestive system completely clean. Add the 2 tablespoons of papaya seeds to 1/2 glass of water and blend for a few minutes. Once blended, it is ready to serve. Drink it on an empty stomach and observe how it acts effectively against intestinal parasites, providing you with a deep internal cleansing.
You know, I told you a couple of weeks ago that I'm dying to do that, the fasting? To cleanse myself.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I've ever been reset back to the original, like you would have. An iPhone, for example.
Yeah.
You know how you can go back to factory settings?
Delete.
I need to take BJ back to factory settings. Yeah. And this might be the way to do it. I may have to give me some parasite cleanser.
I'm telling you, the girl, and again, you know, I don't know. These are ads. They don't have to be proven or anything because it's the internet. But like literally, there was a worm that came out of her butt. It was like from here to there.
Oh.
I know.
That'd be traumatic.
All right, that's enough. From 600-pound life to worms out the butt, man. Only on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I'm going to tell you right now, you will not get that anywhere else this morning. You will not.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
I promise you.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Friends, I have good news and I have bad news. Bad news? News. Good news is that Alcoholi has left the building. The bad news is that Alcoholi has left the building. But... because I love her, and she came here to visit from Arizona, but she's left, and now, do you hear that? Do you hear that? It's my liver going, yay!
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 Now, Holly, she left last night back to Arizona?
No, she's left this morning.
She's leaving this morning.
Yeah, she left this morning.
Okay.
Yeah. Listen to it. Listen. Let me put it really close.
You can't take a lot of her. You gotta,
I'd be dead.
She needs to visit like once a year.
Yeah. Yeah. Because my liver is just like.
It's too much.
So I took some beef talon or something. A pill.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. It's a pill that I have in the office.
Oh, cool.
Supposed to restore your. No, it's beef liver.
Beef liver for your liver?
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
I know.
Mm. I've never heard of that. Beef liver for your liver.
Will
Are you sure?
Grab it, Schmidel. We'll read it. It's in the upper cabinet. Yeah. Huh,
it's beef. A liver fixer.
Yeah, it's a liver fixer. It's beef liver for your liver. I don't know.
Huh. I've never heard of
dude,
that.
Dude, I am so stupid about these algorithms. Like, here's me. Okay, alcohol is in town. Beef liver for your liver sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, you get all the stuff to cleanse, the stuff in your face, the stuff, everything.
I was at this party, and I opened up the refrigerator to put my Trulies in it, right? I was at this party. I opened it, and they just had bottles of Dose, you know, in it. And it was, and I was like, oh, you guys are alcoholics.
Bless their hearts.
You know that Dose has turmeric, milk thistle, and something else
liver
in it?
Liver support to the max. Yeah.
So this one is called, this forest leaf grass-fed beef liver. See?
And that's for your liver.
It's for your liver.
Grass-fed beef liver for your liver. Mm-hmm. Get out of here.
Yep.
Never heard
Known
of it.
As the superfood of our ancestors.
Oh.
Beef liver.
Beef liver. Grass-fed liver.
I'm not a liver fan.
Yeah, I don't like to eat liver.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's why I take it
Pretty
in a pill.
Nasty.
I'll let you know how it works. Right. I mean, if I turn yellow, it didn't work.
Yeah, that's true. Hopefully it stops the yellow.
Yeah, when I turn that, it was no good. All right, let's see here. What was this about? Oh, Diddy, we already played. Do you want to talk about Diddy or?
I don't think that much has happened over the past 24 hours.
I don't either.
Not a lot happened on Friday. Yesterday's testimony had to do with a lot of people just saying, hey, yeah, he abused her. He did this. Really, it didn't appear to be a lot to do with the whole trafficking and all that. So I find it nothing earth shattering.
Yeah. And then the only thing I would say is that they did release pictures of inside the hotel of the night that Cassie Snyder, whatever it was.
Yeah. And certain names are starting to get dragged into this. Harvey Weinstein, who's not a good person himself.
Right.
Usher, his name came up yesterday. And but then they're all just related stories where these names come up. So I don't know.
Now, so the fact that Justin Bieber's people said that nothing happened with Justin Bieber, I'm not believing that.
I don't know. I don't know why they would say it if something did happen. That's not something you cover up. I think you're better off just to say nothing.
I think you do cover it up, and I think with all this out there, you do say nothing happened.
Yeah, I don't.
Because we were all freaking out about it, and we've all been talking about, this is why he's spiraling.
Yeah, but this is also, you don't let him off the hook for that. He was a child. You just don't off the hook.
But I understand that, but Justin Bieber doesn't want anything like that out there ever. So that's why they come out and make the PR team says, hey, look, he's cool. I know you're all worried about him because he's spiraling, but it's not about P. Diddy. Nothing happened. You can't tell me in those videos where Justin is a child in the club and he is out of his mind and Puff is just laughing, just feeding him alcohol.
And see, that's where I have a hard time believing it because it doesn't matter what they say. I'm not going to believe it because of what we've already seen
on those
come
videos.
Out. Yeah, and them hanging out all the time when Justin was younger and going to clubs.
I mean, what I never did in my life and would never do as a grown-ass man is have a 15-year-old right next to me and just pour an alcohol down his throat.
I agree with that as far as giving him alcohol when he was so young, but we have no proof. We have no proof that anything beyond that ever happened. No,
we don't have any proof that it didn't.
Exactly. I mean, so it's a matter of opinion on this, and his people say it never happened, which that surprises me. I think if it did happen, you either don't say anything or you
own
it.
You protect them and you say it didn't happen. The PR team definitely says it didn't happen.
We disagree on that one.
Didn't happen. Okay, let's hear. What didn't happen is Tommy Lee's ex. This, I think, it turned out embarrassing for her. Tommy Lee's estranged wife, Brittany, right? So she was catfished. She kind of went with it. She thought she was flirting with some guy from a band, right? And so she's like, little. And then Tommy Lee got real, real mad because he found out about it. He's like, you're talking to this front man of this band. And so she got busted. Well, then the front man of the band came around and go, I wasn't even part of this. Yep. I never did this.
This poor dude just got dragged into this whole mess.
She was completely catfished.
He's saying she did that to him, right? Isn't he saying that she's the one who contacted him?
No, this was just a like a burner account.
Yeah, that
he, it was
that,
a fake account.
He was talking to her, and she bit. But he wasn't talking to her.
He claims he was not.
Correct.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
And he's not saying that she came to him?
Well, when he reached out to her first.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
But it wasn't him. It was somebody else.
Yeah, it was somebody else. Oh. So I don't know. I mean, we knew BJ, somebody that we worked with, that would always claim that they were hacked, remember?
Yeah.
When
oh,
they
yeah.
were,
I never believed that.
Yeah.
No.
Like, dude, what? Why would you post that picture? Oh, it's hacked.
Do you notice a lot of that's gone away?
Yeah.
Do you
yeah.
notice a lot of the hacking claims have gone away? Because yeah. people don't buy it anymore.
Well, I know, right? Because
yeah.
at first we were like, oh, no.
Yeah, yeah, we thought, oh, anybody can be. It's not as easy as you think it is.
Let's hear. I know that Carson is so excited about tomorrow for the $30 tickets.
Oh, the Live Nation summer concerts. Yeah.
Like Air Supply for $30.
Yeah.
You got Kesha, you got Nelly.
Yeah, oh, all man. The good ones.
Yeah, there's so many artists on this thing. You got Creed. Creed's another one.
Creed is good. That's kind of up yeah. BJ's alley.
Some dad
rock,
right?
Creed.
Yeah, yeah.
That Nickelback.
Yeah, yeah. You love them too. Yeah. yeah. When does it go to when it's Yacht Rock? Like, is Creed Yacht Rock? It's
no.
not yet, right?
No, no, no.
No, I think no. Yacht Rock goes back. I don't think there's real a
like
time era.
Special.
I think it's more of a sound than it is an era.
I don't know. My girlfriend has all the Yacht Rock albums, and she knows every word.
Yeah.
I was like, where does one get Yacht Rock albums? Yeah. She's like, Amazon.
So it's primarily from bands from 1970s to 1980s.
They have whole, like,
classified.
Concerts with
oh,
them.
Yeah.
Oh,
like
Yacht
music
Rock.
Fest.
Yeah, at Red Rocks.
Yep.
She crazy, that one. All right, let's hear. What else did I have for you? Oh, if your kid is in college, hopefully they are not in college for foreign language because they only make like $40,000 a year. General social science, 41. Performance arts, 41. These are the worst things that you can go and get education for. Obviously, teacher, which it still burns my soul because, I mean, my dad was a professor too. It's
yeah.
like, you know that's teaching the like your kid the future. Why are you paying up? You give a football player, I'm going to go on my soapbox again, $23 million to throw a stupid-ass ball, right? Just, But then you give this other person only like $40,000 to teach your child how to do math? That seems crazy to me. Absolutely freaking crazy. Also, religion, science, theology, only $36,000.
There's a kid in Aurora that's participating in the spelling bee next week.
Oh, yeah.
The National Spelling Bee. What is it? Scripps Howard, I think it's called.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, there's a kid in Aurora. The kid is only 12 years old. He will be competing next week at a national level to win it all. His brother, who's older, came in second place just a few years ago.
Isn't that amazing how they spell those words and you're like, that had four A's in it.
That's crazy.
In a row.
Yeah.
I-T-G-A-A-A-A-A-A-R-L-B-B-G. What?
These,
is that even
these,
a word?
These parents here, man, they have some smart kids. When you've got a kid that was runner-up in the spelling, and then you've got another kid that's about to participate, what the heck's going on? What are they eating?
Do you have a little bit of that, Schmidl?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Ready, go. Ready.
What? The same activities.
He started playing basketball and I started playing basketball.
Brothers Vedanth and Vikram Raju shared the sport.
Your word is egrotat.
Of spelling.
Epistogramma.
A-P-I-S-T-O-G-R-A-M-M-A.
A stillbe.
A-S-T-I-L-B-E.
They know a few
what?
By heart.
See what I mean? Like see that? The stupid words? I mean, that wasn't even, like, spelled like they sounded it. I mean, like they, the word.
Never, it never right. is.
No.
Get ready.
Okay.
Cat.
K-A-T.
I like when they say.
That's correct if I were going to say Kit Kat. Kit Kat, you had it right.
Right. And whore is with an H, right?
You did say horse, right? Horse.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
All right. BJ and Jamie. And it's looking good. The weather for your Memorial Day weekend looking real good. Going to be around 65 today into the 70s tomorrow. By Friday, 86. Wow. We're gearing up for the weekend. It's going to be a big one.
Dave did say that on Sunday there might be a little spotty shower thing.
Oh, he did.
But just
way
spotty.
To go,
like,
Dave.
You're going to be fine.
Way to go, Dave. Way to go. I find it funny how these forecasters, these people on TV, they call it their own forecast. Like, they're the ones who came up with it. You know, I think I'll make it rain on Sunday. Yeah, I feel like it. Here's my forecast. It's not your forecast.
Is it NOAA? Who does it? No, who does it?
National Weather Service, right? Yeah, for the most part?
I don't know.
I don't know where it comes from. I have no idea. I did put out an invitation, though. Carson's going to reach out to get Rick Crandall on the show this week for Memorial Day.
Oh, nice.
You know, they always do that Freedom Memorial. Yeah. That's what it's called, right? Freedom Memorial?
Mm-hmm.
Over in Aurora that he put together for all the military that have perished in wars and whatever from Colorado. So we'll try to get him on the show this week.
Does his wife still hate you?
Why does she hate me?
Because you cut down that bush.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Tell her, when you reach out to her, Spadell or Carson, tell her that that's the day that for Rick to be on, that BJ's not going to be here. So she won't tell him not to come on. Here's what happened, all right?
This was nobody's fault.
They invited our radio station.
It was nobody's fault.
Rick did. He said, because Rick used to work here. And he said, hey, would you guys as a company like to come out and, you know, take some of the, some of the weeds and all the bushes
out of yard cleanup.
Get this thing all decorated up ready for Memorial Day 1 year. This was like, I don't know, 7-8 years ago,
right? Yeah, but it was fun. We were excited to go and help.
We go out there and they give us a little, little hatchet to, do our work with, or maybe even a lawnmower or whatever. I had a hatchet, by the way. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess I cut down the wrong bush.
Not only did you cut down the wrong bush, it was protected.
No, my.
It was a protected bush. Species. According to the state of Colorado.
It wasn't a full bush, just so you don't, it doesn't sound crazy. It was those like, I don't know, they pop up and they do kind of look like weeds, but they're in fact a grass. They're that kind of grass that blows in the wind.
Yep. Yep.
So I know it was nobody's fault.
It wasn't my fault, Jamie.
I know.
And I don't know my weeds.
Well, I'm backing you up. It does technically look like a weed.
Yeah.
But it's supposed to be that blowing grass.
Yeah. And she was not happy.
Oh my
God,
she was so mad at him.
She did not like that I didn't know my plants.
I know she did not. She actually said this, next time why don't you ask before you cut it down.
That's what she said. And then, get this, right there in front of everybody, she took my hatchet away.
She did.
It was like, being in the military. They take away one of your medals.
She you got stripped of away. Your hatchet.
She said, get over there. Here's some window cleaner. You work on the memorial. I'm like, I like to in the weed part.
Nope.
Yeah, I got out there and got myself in big trouble at the memorial.
Man, she was mad.
Right, so maybe Rick later on.
Yeah,
in
maybe,
week.
Maybe.
All right. I guess our Nuggets coach, the former coach, Michael Malone, got a new gig. He's going to be on TV now. He's a superstar.
You know, I can see him being really likable on TV.
Yeah, I don't know that much about this dude.
I can just remember his press conferences and stuff.
And especially like during the parade and when they won the championship, he was out there a lot talking.
Well, he was wasted.
Well, I know, but
I don't know if that's a great
interview.
He was still outgoing
for TV.
You know, if he wants to be like Charles Barkley, he's perfect.
Have a couple before you get on there. I don't know.
All I've ever seen this guy is on TV doing a press conference after Nuggets games. I don't think I can use that to say that he's going to be a great commentator on TV. And he starts tonight, I think, right? Doesn't the Western Conference playoffs start tonight? I think they do. And I think he's on there tonight. All right, here's the announcement.
Well, the Nuggets will not be in the Western Conference Finals. Not sure if you'd heard that news. But a former Nugget will be there.
Michael Malone is joining ESPN.
We know what you mean.
Okay, thank you.
I got to hear that again.
Oh, my God, she's like me.
This woman here, we could hire her for this show.
Yeah, we should do.
Yeah, she'd be great for us.
Listen. But a former Nugget will be there.
Michael Malone is joining ESPN.
We know what you mean.
Okay, thank you. To cover the series.
She never even got to finish it.
She didn't even say ESPN.
Audio.
Yeah.
She didn't even get to finish ESPN.
God bless her.
Between the Thunder and the Timberwolves, Malone will be working in the NBA countdown pregame and the halftime shows. He led the Nuggets to the Western Conference Finals twice, including 2023 when they won their first ever NBA championship.
Now, here's the question. Do they hire this guy if the Nuggets win and they're in the playoffs? I don't think they do.
Oh, you mean next year?
No. If the Nuggets had won, you notice they waited until the Nuggets are completely out of it before they hired this guy. I wonder if it had been a conflict to them if they had hired him if the Nuggets were moving on.
I think they would have done it either way.
Well, I was going to say the opposite. I wonder if he even would have wanted to. Like, I'm not going to talk about that.
Because that would be awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either. That's a good question.
Don't you find that timing, though, a little suspicious in a way?
That feels like that's intentional.
Nuggets lose on Sunday. They hire him on Monday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there's something there.
I agree.
Yeah, they either would or wouldn't. But I love this lady.
So is he going to go to a team? Do we know?
Pardon?
Is he going to go to a team?
We don't know.
Oh, okay.
We don't know. They're saying that if this works out, that he might go into TV full time. Right. But I don't think anybody really knows. But I got to play this lady again.
Michael Malone is joining ESPN.
We know what you mean.
Okay, thank you.
I like her, too.
That's the best part of the audio. That's a lot better than the Michael Malone story.
Right?
Just her trying to get ESPN right. God. It does sound like us, doesn't it?
I know, it does, exactly.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show from the Belco Studios and on the Odyssey app, a free app for your phone. Our podcast there after 10 o'clock. Anything you miss on the program, you'll get it there. Also, you can listen to us live anywhere in America. I got a quick trivia question before we get to this below deck thing that you say you're no longer hip or something.
I'm not cool. Yeah, go ahead.
Let me ask this trivia real quick here because I saw this yesterday. And I was a little surprised by it. Can you name, and it's not even close after you get past these three, okay? Can you name the top three colors of vehicles on the road? It's not even close after these three.
Black, white, and gray.
Shmadil?
You ask the question again?
The color, what's the top three colors that are on the road today? Vehicles.
Oh, vehicles.
Well, never mind. You're not even listening. Never mind. It takes too long to explain. Carson?
Black, silver, and white.
Well, gray and silver are kind of the same thing.
I'm just saying, that's what my pick are.
Black, white. Well, actually, it's white first. White, black, gray.
Ta-da!
I thought for sure red would be in there.
Yeah.
Nah.
I thought red or blue or something.
I wouldn't want to have a red car.
But
I would pick black, white, or gray.
I will tell you this. Getting a certain color like a blue, red, or whatever, it is fatiguing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gets old. It gets old. Black and white, they never get old for some reason.
But black also shows a lot of dirt.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
So I have a black car and I have a gray car.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
I'm a follower.
All right, let's get to a below deck.
You have maroon.
I have maroon and I hate it.
What makes one gravitate towards maroon?
The price.
Oh. There was a deal
fair.
On it.
That's fair.
Hey.
I also don't get people that get yellow cars.
Yeah. Yellow's I don't get another yellow. One. I had a yellow car once, okay? It was a 280ZX. That was Datsun.
Nice.
It was called a Datsun 280Z. That damn thing looked like a banana. I bought this car. I thought I was so cool until the first person called it a banana.
Oh, yeah.
And then it was downhill. I couldn't wait to get rid of it.
That was sad.
But I had a friend say, hey, look at Beach. Here he comes in the banana.
Yeah, and then my friend, they've ruined it for me because I like white cars, but then they said, you know, when they add black accessories to it, like say that, what's that, Discover, you know, the one I like that I've been looking at.
Defender.
The Defender.
Yeah,
so it's white and it has like the black with a waddle. It has all the black accessories and they're like, that looks like an Oreo cookie. And now I can't get it out of my head.
Yeah, when somebody makes a statement like that, it does. It sticks with you. It's like, oh, geez, I've got to drive the banana again. You know?
It's true.
But I used to hate white. Yeah. I used to hate it years ago. I love it now. To me, it's my favorite color on the road.
I like it except for trucks. Trucks, it tells me that you're working on an electrical pole.
There's that Facebook group. It's called the Crappy Drivers of Douglas County. Everyone on there constantly bitches about people with white cars. They say that they're like the most aggressive and worst drivers, and that's like all they complain about in that group.
It's actually called SH with a little thing, T, Drivers of Douglas
County. Yeah, I was just trying to edit. Yeah.
Crap.
Uh-huh. No, I follow them too. That's funny. You follow them.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
They really? A funny group.
They put license plates out there. They
just call people out.
Yeah, this jackhole did this.
They're
and they
aggressive.
Have like video of them. And
can
oh,
you do that? Can you put license plates
out there? Oh, they do.
There?
They don't care.
I don't know if it's legal, but yeah, they do it.
They do it. Yeah. And then some people call other people Karens. They're like, oh my God. They ran off our kids at the Sonic and blah, blah, blah. And they're like, okay, Karen, they were just having fun at Sonic.
It's like a bully website.
Oh, my God. It is.
Kind of bullying people for their driving.
You have no idea how crazy
they
get.
No kidding. Yeah, I've never seen it.
You got to go and follow it. It's just fun, Marie.
And it's the S show?
It's the SH, and then there's a little thing of Douglas County drivers. Yeah, it's right. It's
fine. I wonder if we have one at Jeffco.
There probably is.
I'm sure.
I'll bet you I'm on there. My license plate number. All right, let's get to Below Deck here.
Oh my God! Okay,
right, what's going on? What's
all right, so this is just so dumb. So you know, you guys, I watch Bravo and all that stuff, and so last night, and I thought I was gonna bring it in here, and that Carson and Schmidl were gonna like tell me what for, but they didn't follow it either. They didn't know what I was talking about either. So there's this thing when you date people, right? Yeah. And I know that Carson's been in marriage and all that too long, so he wouldn't know. And Schmidl doesn't date that often, so maybe that's why he doesn't know. But they didn't even give me any help. There is this thing in dating where, I didn't know this, but when you date somebody, you date them, okay? And then you can also have sex with other people, right? And you're blah, 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 everything's fine. Well, then the next level, so that's level one. Then level two is exclusive. Okay. Meaning you're still trying to figure out if you like are into this, but you don't other people, okay?
Which makes sense.
Right. And then level three is girlfriend, boyfriend.
See, this is where you lose me.
Me too!
Because boyfriend and girlfriend means that you're exclusive, right?
Yeah.
And if you're boyfriend and girlfriend, you're not sleeping with other people.
Exactly.
So what's it? I don't get the difference.
I don't know. They have this whole thing that it's like a rule because that way you're not labeled. If you're exclusive, you're not really labeled. You're just not having sex with other people, but you're not girlfriend, boyfriend. This is just too, I can't date anymore.
I'm lost.
Dude, I think I'm going to be, lost. You know what I'm going to do? Lesbians.
Yeah. But then you'd be girlfriend, girlfriend.
Yeah, you still have
oh,
that.
God.
You still have that.
You think it's still a problem?
Stage, yeah.
I feel like women are more sensible. We'll just figure it out.
I think even if you're a lesbian, you can have open or you can have exclusive and then girlfriend, girlfriend, where it gets really complicated.
Yeah, I guess so. But yeah. Did you
same
ever
way
hear,
with gay guys.
Did you ever hear of these three stages in your life of dating?
No, just the first two.
Right.
The first two, because the exclusive made you girlfriend, boyfriend.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
open, you're not girlfriend, boyfriend.
Right.
You're just F buddies.
Right, right. But right. everybody plays by new rules now.
But now you've added the third category, and now it's just thrown me for a loop.
Me too. Actually, I have a little bit of audio. They explain it about not getting a title.
No, this is on Below Deck.
Yeah.
Is this a boat show?
Yeah, it's a boat show. Everybody needs a boat.
This is a boat show, this and they're explaining this on a boat show.
Because they all hook up on this boat show.
Oh.
Because they're out at sea. Like, and you got to have semen out there.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. You do. You got to let it roll, don't you? Here we go.
What's happening with Hattie? Is everything good?
Yeah. He really, really likes me, and he made that very clear. But, obviously, I was in, like, an engagement, and just the idea of having a title again is, like, it's tough to, like, think about. I also don't love, like, being overwhelmed.
I'm just one step behind everyone.
You're getting there.
Harry.
I've been here longer. Things move quick on a boat.
Next thing it'll be like, do you want to be my girlfriend?
I'm not nervous talking to Bree about being official. I know that we're on the same page.
You know, a relationship's like this. It's a build-up. There's no point going, ugh. But if the boyfriend-girlfriend thing comes up, then yeah, we can label it.
But they didn't. They only went exclusive last night. Because she didn't want to be boyfriend, girlfriend. She only wanted to be exclusive. And I lost my mind.
So the rules are, if you're boyfriend, girlfriend, what are those set rules?
So I think when you're boyfriend, girlfriend, you know you're on the path to like a future.
Okay.
Yeah. And you're not sleeping with anyone else.
Right. If you're exclusive, I think you can like flirt with other people, but you just can't do wiener stuff.
Okay. It's actually starting to make sense now.
Okay.
Because boyfriend, girlfriend gets you on the path to possibly matrimony down the road.
Right.
The exclusive, just, no, we're not going to do it with anybody else. We're just going to, you know, hang together. But that doesn't necessarily mean we're going to have a real future together.
Yeah.
And then the open is just, you know.
I just keep staying in F
so
status, you
now.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like everybody just keeps F statusing me.
So yours is open, only yours is wide open. Let me write down that wide open, because that's a category we haven't covered yet. Okay, Jamie fits in the wide open.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie. Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Memorial Day weekend is coming up. It's the official kickoff till summer. And then after that, next week, I think a lot of the schools are out next week for the summer.
Done, son.
Yeah, done, yep. Done, done, mm-hmm. For the summer. Now, we have Frog. My wife was telling me, he's 7, we have him in camp.
Oh, good.
Just about every week. Now, did you do this with Ralphie?
Oh, I put him in every kind of camp.
Yeah, we're doing the same thing. We have camp every week but one throughout the entire summer before he goes back to school.
Nice.
Just to keep him busy.
Yeah.
One, we have to retake the bicycle camp.
Is that one? I wish I knew the name of it because I love that camp. Is it, so you can, they do kayaking, bicycles, they go hiking. It's like 4 things, right, in one day?
Yeah, but this is our second go around. It's a little embarrassing for us. We went first time in the first bicycle camp. It didn't take, okay? He did learn to ride. He could keep it straight up and whatever, but I don't know what the hell happened. He took a little time off from riding the bicycle after the camp and forgot everything.
I hate to tell you this, but, you know, I know of a 3-year-old that can kick his ass on the bicycle.
You're telling me? It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. That's crazy, isn't it?
I mean, I saw a little 3-year-old, not going to name names, but
I've never, and you know, here's part of the problem. He doesn't care. He doesn't care to ride the bike. I've never seen a kid that's 7 years old that is not attracted to being able to ride a bicycle.
Well, he probably, I mean, my kid only because the other kids in the neighborhood were on their bikes. So
it was like a pressure situation.
Yeah, you got to. So he must not be around any other little kids that have bikes in the neighborhood.
You see a few.
Yeah.
Probably nothing like your neighborhood.
Yeah, because in the cul-de-sac, they were all on bikes. So you had to be on a bike.
Yeah. I loved bicycles. I mean, but it was our mode of transportation, right. You know? But he doesn't see it that way at all. He couldn't care less about that bicycle. But we are in camp
every day. Hey, do this. Let's traumatize him a little bit, you know? Go, you know, there's a 3-year-old that can ride her bike.
We've got videos.
Show them the videos of little Debbie.
I would think the pressure of just being at school with other kids that bring bicycles to school, that would be enough to make you want to do it.
Yeah, do a lot
of
the kids bring their bikes to school?
Some do, yeah.
Did you let him fall?
No.
I mean, maybe it's on you.
No, there's no injury. There's nothing like that.
He hasn't fallen and scraped a knee?
No, he's not ridden enough to do that. Right. The only time he's ever ridden one that I know of without me holding it, and I guess that's what you're talking about. I've done that in the grass with him before, but you can't get any traction in the grass.
What about you gotta learn training on wheels? Did you put those on
we
there?
We did training wheels. Mm. He just does not take to it. He's weird.
Because he's not weird.
That
don't
is weird to me.
Weird.
That's weird.
He's built different is what you say these days.
Oh, you can't say weird?
No.
My kid's weird?
No, he's built different.
My kid's built different. He's in fear of a bicycle. Right. He's got 2 wheels.
Because I will tell you, I fell off a skateboard once, and it's a life changer. You don't really want to get back on that skateboard again. So I didn't know if he had a traumatic fall.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I was thinking maybe something happened with a bicycle. I not that I know of, though.
Or did he learn the luxury of one of those little cars with the battery?
Oh. Yes.
Where you don't have to put any effort into it and you just push the gas?
Still rides it.
Yeah, see?
That thing is built for a 3-year-old. He's 7. He still rides it.
Yeah.
He loves that car.
Well, yeah, they're driving.
Yeah. They got a sense of freedom. Yeah, leave dad in the dust.
Yeah, do you blame them? I mean, they're in a car.
Yeah. Maybe that's ruined it for the bicycle era.
I know that we had a moment where we had to get back on the bike because my son was in his Jeep and that was life. He loved that
thing. You have to afford, like, even with little Debbie, she just got a new Jeep for her birthday and it's all she wants to do.
Yeah.
And I told her one day, I was like, listen, the Jeep's out of service. It's in the shop.
Oh, nice.
It can't drive. So I unhooked the battery so it wouldn't even turn on.
Oh, that's
good. I was
like,
they're fixing. They're going to come fix it. So she got on her bike. But that's the only way I could do it.
But I bet that's what happened. Because they were like, why would I even pedal when I can push a gas?
Exactly.
Yeah, and I have a radio in it.
Yeah. Bluetooth, what's that?
For the second go around, it's going to cost about $300 to go back to bicycle. Here we go.
Oh, my God. God. It is expensive. Those camps are expensive.
Well, it is.
Oh, and didn't you have your pizza party last night?
I did.
Do you want to tell everybody about that one?
You know, let me tell you. I feel a little bit.
Why are you like kind of whispering?
Well, because I don't want to say anything bad because we've signed up for a golf
kids
membership.
You told me you've never met that many snotty people in your life.
I said golf has a lot of snotty people. I didn't say it was last night. It just so happened we were talking about the pizza party when I made the comment that there are some snotty people in golf.
Yeah, okay? Right, yeah.
I didn't say it was last night, Jamie. Are you trying to get me for that wide open comment?
Kind of, yeah. I'm going back to that.
That wide open.
That wide open. Jamie's a whore.
So, no, it's just I found it because we signed up. And I feel a little bit snookered, okay? Because you sign up and it's like $500. And it's like six. Now, this is the first.
This is for golf.
First layout, the schedule and everything that you get when you sign up. It's on a website. So we go ahead and sign up. It's like 6 weeks. Now, 6 weeks for $500 is kind of expensive.
It is expensive.
$100 every time you go out there with a seven-year-old.
Right.
How much is he going to learn? Come on. And then, turns out, one of the weeks, which was last night, of the six, is a friggin' pizza party.
It's not even any golf.
I paid $100 for a pizza party.
For one kid.
You know how many pieces of pizza he ate? Because I counted every one of them. Three.
Nice.
$33 a slice. I left there pissed.
Now, what made you think everybody was snotty there?
Nobody would talk to us.
Oh, no. Did you have flops on?
Well, I come in as the older dad.
Yeah.
And some eyes grandpa.
Yeah.
And I did have socks and flops, but that's not so bad at a golf course because it just shows that maybe you changed your golf shoes.
Yeah, but this was a kid's pizza party.
But it was a kid's pizza party. So I don't know what I did
your
wrong.
Your footwear says I gave up.
Yeah. I don't know what I did wrong. I just think it's a little hoity-toity.
Yeah.
That's all, you know. I think you have there was a lot of Range Rovers, BMWs, a couple of Mercedes in the parking lot. Then here I come with my Toyota.
And it's all dented.
Smoking. Yeah. Using about a quarter oil a day. I could see where I stick out, I guess.
DJ and Jamie.
Man, some people are just so evil. So I saw this yesterday, Jamie. I don't know if you've seen this or not, but in the St. Louis area, probably here in Colorado too, more than likely, because jerks are everywhere. But St. Louis, I saw Kentucky. There's a ton of scams out there organizations. Well, they're not even organizations. They're just people that are scamming, trying to help the tornado victims if you give a little bit of money. But there are websites that are popping up, and it's people that are
like
trying to take advantage of this whole situation with the tornadoes.
I never get that.
These people, I mean, they just sit and wait.
Yep.
They just wait for tragedy so they can hop on it and make a profit.
They're even saying that people are acting like they're with FEMA and wearing a little, like, jacket and stuff.
And you're caught. And I know this from just my my grandpa Gus, which is my father-in-law that lives with us. His family lost everything. They're fine, but they lost everything. It wiped out Grinnell, Kansas. And I know your hometown got hit too, right?
Right, yeah.
These people are scrambling right now. They're in a state of mind of where do I turn next? And so easily to be taken advantage of. But not only them, with scammers that come their way, they're looking at people like you and me that want to help in some way. And they're coming after you too, but it never fails that these scammers come out.
I was at dinner with a bunch of people last night, and one of our friends, his mom had passed away and in Grand Junction. And so he wanted the piano moved to here to Littleton, right? And so he paid movers $500 to move the piano from Grand Junction to here. They took his money, and they're not even real.
Wow.
Is the piano still there?
No, they took the piano and they took his money.
Oh, wow.
Oh my
God. Loaded it and everything.
So,
they loaded it up and they we can't find him. I mean, I'm not part of the we, but they can't find him. They're gone.
Unbelievable.
They're just gone. They had a website and everything.
Wow. Not only did they take your $500, they took your piano.
your mom's piano that's passed away.
That's awful.
I was like, do you have like the license plate number? He's like, I didn't take a picture of that.
Did he just find him online?
And yeah, he just found him online.
Wow.
Yeah, piano movers.
It's unbelievable. How do these people
sleep?
And
where are they going to go with a baby grand piano?
Oh, you'd be surprised. They could sell it somewhere.
You think?
Yeah.
Wow.
They just took his $500.
I mean, Carson sells meat. I know they sell pianos.
Yeah. You give me a piano, I'll sell that too.
Yeah. Can you imagine if you had a piano to sell instead of steaks one day in a parking lot at Southwest Plaza?
You need to explain this because nobody gets it.
Carson goes out with a meat truck when it comes to town. They buy advertising, right?
And not only that, but I think Carson's interested in actually working for them full time.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you really?
So I'm just telling you, these guys make it sound like they are making bank, just rolling it. Like,
you think they are?
A bunch of them, according to their commission, is pretty lucrative. So they travel around. I mean, granted, they're gone for like 6 months at a time and they never see their family, but they're like sending home, like one guy had a full family. He was supporting like four kids on one income. Now, I was like,
these are these trucks that come into town, they park in a parking lot, and they're selling you 20 steaks for $20.
Right.
Okay. Everybody knows that slogan, 20 steaks for $20. And then Carson shows up, you know, doing a remote from the radio station. He'll show up to help hawk the meat too. And they sell out.
And he is enamored by these dudes. Like, they had a Rolex on and stuff. And he's like, James, you don't understand. They sell so much meat and make so much money. I'm like, are you thinking about being in the meat business full time?
They just sling meat and they're just shipping wads of cash back to home.
Yeah, and he's like, and then they go back to a really nice hotel and have cocktails.
Yeah, and their kids are like little Debbie's age. They're driving like mini Ferraris and stuff, and you know that's not cheap.
Yeah.
And the little 9 volts.
I wonder how much money these meat pushers make.
I don't know.
I think it depends on how much you sell. Because then they load up the trucks, right? They have like a master truck. It's like a hub that just sits in a parking lot somewhere. And this is like a huge semi.
It's mothership.
Yeah. And then
the mother meat ship.
Yeah. And all these other little trucks go out there. They restock up at night and then drive back to the locations. And then they sell out again and drive back to the mother meat ship.
And I did hear that they hide the mother meat ship because they don't want it to get stolen.
Yeah.
Because that's like their money.
They will break. People will break into those trucks.
Yeah. Because they want 20
steaks. 20 ribeyes for $40.
I went out and spent $160 at his last appearance.
I know you did.
Yep. Yeah. I went out and bought a bunch of meat.
And then you told me you chewed on one piece of steak for five days.
It's good because, see, here's what I'm thinking, okay? Here's the deal. Here's the deal. I told
Jamie, we joke.
I said, this is great diet meat because I've gone on a red meat diet.
Yeah.
More, just all protein, okay? The only thing I want to eat is eggs and red meat, steak. So the steaks that I bought from Carson, I thought, man, this is the route to go. And sure enough, it really paid off. Because this meat, you chew it enough that you'll lose weight on calories just from chewing.
Your cheekbones look svelte. I mean, that looked amazing.
It's jaw training.
Yeah.
This is like Ozempic meat. It will make you lose weight. Because you will chew.
He's kidding.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Alrighty, Didy, man. I'm so upset.
Why are you upset?
I'm Becky.
You're Becky?
I'm Becky.
Who's Becky?
Becky is this girl. They just, it went kind of viral on Twitter. She works at CNBC, right?
Yeah.
She's an analyst. And they're showing some old footage from 2019 when she basically told this guy that said, you should go into Bitcoin. She said that was the dumbest thing he could ever say on the show. Oh. It was $5,000 for a share of Bitcoin in 2019. And now it's up 2,200%.
Oh.
Remember when I told my son, that's fake stuff. That doesn't even exist. Why would I ever buy Bitcoin? That is, my son's like, Mom, you really should. I was like, dude, that is such a scam. Because I thought it was like scammy. It wasn't.
Feels scammy.
Yeah, but people are really, really rich.
They are rich.
Really,
I'm not
really
saying they're not.
Cool. Yeah.
I just don't understand it.
Anyway, I'm Becky today. All right, let's see here. What was I going to tell you guys? A few things. The Diddy trial continues. We'll let you know if anything new happens. So far, we were talking about it kind of on the air and off the air. Did he do it? Oh, remember the Diddy do it?
Yeah, did he do it?
But wasn't there like a jingle?
Yeah, we had an open.
Oh, do we?
Yeah.
Oh, here it is, right here. Hang on one second. Let me make sure I got it here.
Let's get an update now to find out if he did it. Let's get an update now to see what Diddy has done. Did he do it? Did he do it?
I don't know.
Did he do it? Did he do it?
You like that? I don't know.
I do. I that was the really, like, yeah. So we have this new feature, Did He Do It? And then we have another feature, new feature in the 9 o'clock hour, which we're just coming up on. What was that one called?
Ten or Turd.
Yeah, which I'm very excited about. Do you have something ready for that today, BJ?
I do. Listen.
Is it a 10 or is it a turd? Is it a 10
quite
or
dramatic.
A dirge? Is it a 10 or a turd? Is it 10 or turd?
Is that Metallica?
Yeah, it's Dio. Yeah, right, Holy Diver.
Holy Diver.
Oh, what about favorites? I got the CD.
I know you do.
It's a good song.
Yeah.
Love it.
Anyway, so the Diddy trial continues. We'll let you know if anything new and exciting happens tomorrow, but as of right now, you guys, it's not going the way we thought it was going to go.
No, but we have a male prostitute that's testifying right now. He's testifying right now. We may get something out of this, dude.
Okay.
Yeah, so we'll find out what happens. When a male prostitute gets up there, all your ears start to perk up there in the courtroom.
Yeah, you do.
Well,
yeah.
They do perk up.
Because it's like a lifestyle that we don't really get.
No, so we don't. Like, you're intrigued
by it. So you're telling me that this guy pays you to do that to that?
Yeah.
That is weird.
Right. Yeah. Did he ever request that you come from your town and fly across country to do it? Because that's damaging if he does.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So hopefully that stuff comes out today.
All right, so we'll know more. Let's see here. Peppa Pig got a little sister, I guess. I love Peppa Pig, and I'm sure this is not interesting to you guys at all. But she got a little sister, and her name's Evie. And this excites me because now I can play my favorite clip from my son's TV show on the planet number 5.
Can you whistle, Susie?
No.
Oh, good. I mean, that's sad if you can't whistle. But good, because I can't whistle.
What's whistling anyway?
You put your lips together and blow.
Like this.
And Peppa just hangs up on her. It's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. Like, I know it's awesome. Peppa is like not having it. Like, that bitch knew how to whistle.
I know. But I mean, it's terrible that Peppa can't whistle. I can't whistle.
You
can
can't?
You?
No. Yeah, I can whistle. Mm-mm. You can't, really?
No. I don't think I can either.
No, I can't.
Really?
God, you guys must be horrible in bed.
Nope, can't whistle. I can whistle like with the...
Oh, no, you do that loud
I can do that, yeah. But I can't whistle, just whistle.
Yeah, like the donkey whistle?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what that's called.
If you're in Mexico, baby. I don't know about here in the States.
All right, next question, moving on. David Adelman, yes or no?
No.
No? Okay.
No. I didn't like his management.
Stop. Just yes or no.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
I have no idea who.
I say yes. I don't know who he is. I say yes.
I just wanted to see if you guys would be honest. That
I have no idea who you're talking about.
It's the interim coach for the Nuggets.
Oh. Yeah. Hence why I don't know.
Well,
yeah.
You know, he did a decent job.
Did he, though?
I don't think so.
He got him further than we thought they were going to go. Remember, they were in the toilet.
I think that was the team.
I think it was, yeah.
That's
the Joker just running.
How much does a head coach actually coach when it comes to the NBA, though?
Some of them do coach.
Well, also just the adjustments of, like, which players are playing when. He did not do a good job of that.
And time management?
No.
He only had 7 players.
I know, but he kept playing NPJ in the fourth quarter of Game 4 and Game 5 when he literally wasn't making any shots, and then they lost. They could have put in anybody else.
Yeah, well, let's fire him.
Have you guys ever seen Impractical Jokers?
Yes.
Well, they're comparing him to one of the Impractical...
Totally looks like him. I 100% agree.
Somebody wrote in the comments, no, and he needs to go back to the series Impractical Jokers. And I laughed.
Who are they going to get then?
Yeah, that's a great question.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Good answer.
Yeah. Anybody else?
Plenty of time.
Anyone? Yeah.
Man.
Oh, why don't we get a female coach?
A girl? I mean, a woman. Yeah. That would be sweet.
We should get a woman. You know, just smack those boys around on their butts.
Really? Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do.
Go get them. We'll see.
They need more players is what they need.
They actually do. Yeah, that is for sure. All right, Shadur. Oh, my gosh, you guys. He is in trending. He is at the top of trending right now because he just signed. Listen to this contract he got with Cleveland. Shadur Sanders. Mr. Big Money, right? Mr. I want a Rolls Royce. I mean, like my brother, like that guy with the big diamonds all around his neck, right?
Yeah.
He just signed a whopping $4 million contract.
Ooh.
$4 million. $4 million.
Terrible day. Terrible day yesterday for him to sign four. That's so beneath him.
It was so.
So beneath him.
I mean, you guys, it actually is. I know $4 million to all of us would be a nice day, right? But come on, he's Shadur Sanders.
Yeah.
He was making more at CU.
Yeah.
He's
a baller.
He is
Ballers don't make $4 million. They make hundreds of millions.
Yeah. I mean, we did not see this coming at all. I mean, I know all of us don't understand, like, oh, my God, what a kick in the teeth that is. But he's a little,
yeah, we're feeling sorry for him.
I know we are.
Giving his $4 million deal.
It's kind of sad. Hey, speaking of new deals, did you guys see that Joey Fatone is the new spokesman for Red Lobster?
Shut up.
Yeah, Joey Fatone.
Are you out of stories?
No, he really is.
He's
going to
bring it back.
Look, wrote it down right
Joey
here.
Joey Fatone.
Yeah. Is
no
the new
kidding.
Face for Red Lobster.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that an upgrade or a downgrade than Flava Flav? Because remember, Flava Flav was doing...
I mean, I know what you're saying. Like, if I have to follow Flava Flav as the spokesperson, I'm not doing it.
I think Flava Flav's a much better spokesperson.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because of his clock?
Yeah. I think he's a lot better than Joey Fatone.
Because he can tell time?
Yeah. Well, whatever. I'm just thinking that, you know, name-wise.
I mean, just him saying, like, shrimp on shrimp.
He can sell it, man. I don't know if Joey Fatone sells it.
And then let's hear. Finally, I'm out of stories. There you go, Double Jack.
You were out before the Joey Fatone story.
You're right.
You've been out for a while now. BJ and Jamie, happy Tuesday.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
That's BJ and Jamie.
Well, I don't have a tenor turd today.
What? Wait, I asked you if you were ready.
No, I don't have one, though. I don't have anything that I can compare it to. What? I will do this, but
okay,
I don't think y'all...
Hold on. Here's what I could do. You don't have to do a lot of work in this world, right?
Yeah.
You wanted to do this feature. We all agreed. And every day you were going to come in with a tenor turd. And then you've only done it one time?
Well, when it first started, I wasn't going to come in with a tenor turd. And here's the way it works, folks. You know, a 10 is top notch. It's the best out there. Turd, not so good.
Mm-mm.
Not so good.
No.
My son, my 7-year-old, asked me what a turd was yesterday.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
How did one...
I showed him. Show and tell.
Yeah.
All right. So the idea was this. Mm-hmm. Okay. The idea was this. Is that I use tenor turd whenever we have something, not to put the pressure on to have one every day.
Well, you told us you were going to have one every day. And in fact, about 20 minutes ago, I said, do you have one for today? And you lied and said yes.
Well, I do have one that just off the top of my head that we could use if you want to.
All right, sure.
All right, here we go.
Is it a 10 or is it a turd? Is it a 10 or a turd? Is it a 10 or a turd? Is it 10 or turd? Is it a 10 or is it a turd? Is it a 10 or a dirge? Is it a 10 or is it a turd? Is it 10 or turd?
That's some good stuff right there.
Yeah, that song's longer than anything I'm going to say. It takes up the whole segment, right?
Yeah.
those Cracker Jacks that you ordered from Amazon are turds. That is the worst stuff on the planet. You go out. When you get something nostalgic, okay? Jamie went and ordered some Cracker Jacks because we don't have any treats here at the radio station.
Right.
We have no vending machines.
How about thank you instead of bitching?
They're like,
there's an idea.
A third of the size the box of what they used to be. The prize is crap. It's the only reason you get Cracker Jacks is to get a prize inside every time.
Did you want a magnifying glass?
I want something good. I don't want a stinking sticker of a bullseye.
You got a sticker.
Haven't they always been stickers?
No. They used to get a magnifying glass.
Well, you know what? In this economy, it's a sticker. Okay?
Yeah.
At least you got something.
Yeah, exactly. Ungrateful son of a bitch.
Yeah. I look at those Cracker Jacks and I say, thanks, Joe Biden.
What? Where did that even come from? Oh, God.
I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know.
My God.
I don't know. I just tried to get Schmidel worked up. Hey, Schmidel, thanks a lot, Joe.
Yeah. Thanks, Joe. Hey, Joe. Yeah. Taking away our magnifying glasses.
Yeah, I don't. Honestly, I don't have a ten or
yeah,
turd.
Yeah, I'll see
that. Come strong. All
right,
next
I have ten or turd. Okay,
all right. Go ahead.
All right, I really do mean this, and be honest, everybody, what you think about this? When a man wears black socks and flops with shorts,
brilliant.
What do you think? Is brilliant. It a 10 or is it a turd? And I mean, be really honest. Like maybe some people like that. And by the way, they're not an athlete.
Yeah, we're not talking about LeBron James.
Oh, wait a minute. I thought you were talking about me. I did. I thought you meant me. But obviously, if they're not an athlete, then it's not me, right?
Yeah. Because you had on the coolest pair of shorts yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, I really like those shorts. They were like, I don't know. They were like kind of plaid, right?
Yeah.
And I thought those were cute shorts. I mean, sorry for the word cute, but I thought those were great. They were smart shorts. But then if you follow his leg down, then it goes to a black like bobby sock with a hole in the toe and flops on. And I mean, forget the hole in the toe. What is everybody's real thought about that look?
You know, my wife is out of town, but why does it feel like she's still here?
Is it a 10 or is it a turd? Is it a 10 or a dirge? Is it a 10 or a turd?
Did she fly back in last night? What happened? What's going on?
Is it a 10 or is it a turd? Is it a 10 or a dirge?
DJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show, the week just before the big Memorial Day weekend. Hey, I'm going to make a prediction about something, Jamie, and you're going to run with it, okay? You're going to be able to relate to this very quickly, all right?
Okay.
All right, here's my prediction because I've not seen it over the past few weeks, but it's coming, man. I'm telling you right now, this is a BJ prediction that's going to come true, and it's going to happen within days. All right, here's the deal. At some point, real soon, we're going to have a human-bear confrontation.
A human-bear confrontation?
A human and bears are going to collide.
Oh, I thought, what's a human-bear?
No. A human-bear confrontation. Something's going to happen, going to make the news where a bear and a human come face-to-face.
Well, haven't they already had that? In Castle Rock, there's a guy that he said that it's right here.
He said he spotted one, they didn't have a confrontation. Like you walk out in the morning to come to work. Let's say it's you, Jamie.
No, we have it in our neighborhood already.
I know, but you're missing my point. Okay. We're going to have a confrontation where you have to fight off the bear.
Oh, you
or the
fight
bear's
it.
In. Yeah.
Oh,
where you wake up in the morning, you go down in your underwear to get a glass of milk, and all of a sudden there's a bear there with the door already open.
And they're going to fight. Because right now we already have had
sightings,
our neighbors.
Multiple sightings.
Well, they've run into them. Like they're on their patio.
Right. No.
And they're like,
I'm talking a full-blown confrontation that's going to make the news.
Okay. And like, does the bear have to have a picnic basket? Or are there like stipulations?
If he's wearing a hat, that would work.
Okay.
Doesn't have to have a basket.
Okay.
I just
didn't know like what.
You know.
Like is the man and the bear going to get into a ring? And then like have
right.
boxing
or can
gloves?
You?
No, it can happen in a kitchen.
Okay. So they're going to be inside a house.
Or it could be in a car. What if you get in the car one morning, get ready to start your car to go to work, and all of a sudden, out of the back seat.
Right, or what if he's driving?
Or what if he's driving? And you get in and treat it like it's an Uber.
Yeah.
Could be. I'm just saying, We haven't seen it so far in the past month or so where there's actual a confrontation where somebody gets a little claw mark on them or
so
something like
some,
that.
So you want some pain.
I want a showdown.
Okay.
I want to look eye to eye. Bring it, baby. Bring it. You know? And that's the bear saying that.
Okay.
Bring
all right,
it.
Yeah.
Bring it,
gotcha.
Baby. Come
okay.
on. And yeah. I think that's going to happen real soon. And here's why. Because you walked in a few days ago and you said four has been spotted in your neighborhood.
And you know what's weird about the four that are in my neighborhood? Three of them are really light brown and one of them's black. It's very odd.
I didn't think we had black bears.
We don't, but I think it's just a...
Just a dark color.
Yeah, it's just dark colored. Yeah.
It could be.
It's just weird.
Could be. All right. Well, you've got four. I've seen others in the news. Like you said, down in Highlands Ranch, I think they spotted one, blah, blah, blah. But we haven't seen that little confrontation yet. And tis the season. We're ready to go.
See, I'm waiting for the wolf attack.
Ooh.
Yep.
I don't know if we've ever had one of those, have we?
I don't think we have.
I don't think
but
so.
I mean, aren't they just back here? Recently,
they just got back here.
Yeah, that could happen too. I think the bear's going to happen first.
Okay,
I really do.
All right, so that's your prediction.
Yeah.
What do we do?
I say, by the time we come back here to work after Memorial Day, a story will happen where a bear and a human have a confrontation.
Okay.
Not just a spotting, but a full-on knockdown, drag out.
Now, what do we do with this?
We report on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we say PJ was right.
Okay.
He's brilliant.
Okay. All right. That's all right.
This is people talking out there.
Yeah,
on the street.
I get it. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, my God. Did you hear the show this morning? BJ made a prediction and it came true.
Okay. All right. This is crazy. I like it.
Heard it here first.
BJ and Jamie.
Hootie hoo. Hootie hoo.
What's up?
We gotta go.
We do. Gotta go. You're having a big day today. This is exciting.
I do have a busy day today. I'm a little upset with one of the, errands I need to run.
Like going
to the vet.
Oh, the veterinarian?
Yeah, I don't like going to the vet because it costs so damn much money every time you go.
Yeah, it does.
For an example, I gotta take one of the dogs over there for boarding. So he's got to have a shot update.
Oh, yeah.
And instead of just walking, here's the way I like to do it, okay? I like to walk into the lobby, say I'm here with Coda, and they walk out there with a big old fat needle, and they do their thing, and me and him go home. No.
Because they got to upsell you, man.
They got to take you into the back room.
Yep.
Yeah.
You got to wait on the vet. They got to do a full inspection and tell you your dog's fine. And then they're going to give it a couple of shots. Boom, boom, boom. And before you know it, you're walking out the door, $500.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
It's grab your ankles. Here we come.
Wow. All right.
And you'll do it because you love your dog.
Yes, I will. Yep. I got an appointment at 11.
Oh, nice.
I'll be there to take it the shorts. All right, we got to go.
Okay.
We got to go. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy. We will see you back here tomorrow. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, we got to run a business and we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because I think most of us, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series, where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.